The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're less than a week away from Fat Day. Turkey Day's coming! Happy Friday, we're the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I know yesterday we were talking about promises, right?
Promises, and I broke a promise to myself.
Yes, you broke a promise to yourself.
And marry my husband, DJ Automatic, who's in the industry.
The only thing worse than breaking promises to yourself is breaking promises to friends and family.
I hear the guilt in your voice.
Yeah, I have to send my friend Mitch an apology. And also at the same time, shout out his daughter's softball team, which I was supposed to do 2 months ago.
Come on, man.
Yeah, his daughter's team went to the Little League World Series for softball. And he hit me up.
You're a little late on that one.
Yeah, and he was like, yo, Aunt, can you shout them out? And they'll love it. They'll go crazy. And I was like, yeah, dude, say less. It's a done deal. And nope, that Friday came and went, and I forgot all
about it. And then you ran into Mitch, and he reminded you.
I ran into Mitch on the timeline.
Oh.
Which is worse, because I tried inviting him to my show.
Oh.
And he was like, nah, dog. He was like, I'm busy. I'm like, ew, Mitch is usually there.
You got to be more like me, so, where I literally have gone this whole week jumping through hoops to try to get this kid tickets.
Automatic has said he won't tell you what it's about, but this young man who listens to us, not even a young man, he's like 10 years old. He's very ill, and Automatic's been going to the hospital to visit him, and he's out of the hospital and asked for tickets, and Auto made it happen.
Now y'all make me feel worse.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is this?
Gotta go the extra mile.
Well, yeah,
man.
Dude, jeez. All right, I'm the only jerk in the room. All right, there
well,
it
what
is.
We'll do is we'll record this, and we'll send it to your friend, and he'll be at your next show.
Oh. Yeah, after he hears the story about the tickets, he's gonna be like...
He's gonna be like, you gonna say my name on the radio, dude?
He thought we were
friends. Yeah, man. Oh, damn.
Oh, don't break promises to friends. It's never a good thing.
I just want to say this. I'm not that nice. I don't usually do the ticket thing. So just don't think that you can hit me up. I'm going to do it for everybody.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start by wishing Mickey Mouse a very happy birthday.
Go Mickey Mouse first
cartoon. Don't mess
cartoon,
with the mouse.
Right? First cartoon?
Yes. Yeah. All right. And it's also National Princess Day.
Oh.
That's all the young little princesses out there.
Well, it kind of makes sense. Mickey, Disney, you know. Yeah, I get
Does
it.
Does anybody have
it,
a favorite princess in here? Anybody?
Yeah, Dana, what's your favorite princess?
My favorite princess would be my daughters.
Oh,
nice answer.
That was a PC answer.
And it is National Substitute Teacher Day.
Oh, shout out all the teachers out there that come in and help and have to put up with the kids. You know it's a hard job.
Man. I used to torture substitutes.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to war? Because we could go to war.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We've spent quite a bit of time talking about Thanksgiving side dishes here, but the main dish, the main is the turkey. How do you cook the perfect turkey? We all have great cooks in our family. We all have really bad cooks in the family.
But we're going to the experts.
Yeah, man. We call him Butterball right now to get the experts to teach us how to make the perfect main dish, your turkey.
Welcome to Butterball. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
Butterball Turkey Talk line, how can we help you?
Hello, we need instructions on how to cook the perfect turkey. We've dialed the right number, right?
You're talking to the Butterball hotline, that's right.
Okay.
Talking to a turkey expert, though?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, over 25 years.
Oh, she knows what's up.
This is the oldest consumer helpline in existence. We're in our 41st year.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of turkeys.
So my first question is, when is the last day I can buy a frozen turkey?
How many people are you trying to serve?
Let's just say 15. Adults.
Okay, if you have approximately 15 people, you want to buy a turkey that's about a 20-pound turkey.
Okay.
That's going to take about 6 to 6.5 days to thaw out in your refrigerator.
We need to get on it.
So if you're buying a big turkey like this, today might be the last day or even yesterday to pull that out, right?
Depends on the size that you're going to be working with. We know once the product is completely thawed, you have 4 additional days. You may safely keep it in the refrigerator before it would actually start to spoil.
So here's the next question. What seasoning tastes best on a turkey?
That's a personal choice. That'll differ greatly from all over the place. I mean, in the South, you're going to have people frying them, so it's going to have the oil taste to it. In the Southwest, you might have more chili peppers and so forth going on.
Hello.
Oh, I like that.
In New England, you're going to have more traditional poultry seasoning. However, all that said, it doesn't do a whole lot unless you actually inject something deep into it with a hypodermic needle. A lot of it just affects the exact surface of the skin that it touches, a lot of the seasoning ends up in the drippings in the bottom of the pan.
I will tell you right now, one of my favorite parts of the turkey is the skin. I'm from the South, and the skin is so delicious. I love it when it's crisped up. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, last question. How long do I wait once my turkey is golden brown and crisp and delicious? How long do I wait to have my husband here, DJ Automatic, carve the turkey?
Especially the weight that you're talking about, I would say about 20 to 25 minutes.
You can't carve it right out of the oven, right?
No, you burn your hands.
Well, no, it's not even burning your hands. If it doesn't settle for about 20 minutes and you start carving into it with a knife, it'll shred.
Yeah, it doesn't. You don't have pieces. Yeah. You have like shredded mush.
Yeah, you get shredded turkey.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want that. You want big, chunky pieces of turkey. And my final question to you, and this is a personal one, are you the best cook in your family?
No, my husband and I are pretty much on par. He's probably better at turkeys because I'm working every Thanksgiving.
So you're better than him daily, but when it comes to Turkey Day and Christmas and that, he's the better cook because you're on call.
Yeah, we're working. So I haven't done a major turkey thing in a long time.
Oh,
I mean, obviously I know how to do it because I talk about it all the time, but
What is the best side dish for Thanksgiving in your opinion?
Oh yeah, the stuffing, I think.
Yeah. That's right. That is absolutely right. That was my number one, and I did a scientific poll. I mean, it's on Instagram, but I feel like that's pretty scientific.
Yes, science.
There you go.
Thank you for your time. I'm sure everybody that is listening to us is going to make the most beautiful turkey for their family. Butterball always has the best advice and the best people. What's your name?
My name is Holly.
Holly. It's like a holiday name. You were meant
it's
for this
job. It's a holiday name. You got it.
All right, Holly. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye now. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Pete Davidson's got a new woman on his arm, but is Kim Kardashian showing signs of not being over him? I'll break this story down and more. State Farm is bringing you the best gossip. We call it the Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We have Owen Wilson celebrating birthday. And from iCarly, he played Freddie. Nathan Kress celebrating his birthday as well. Fabulous. And Mike Epps celebrating birthday.
Okay, so we're going to start off talking about Taylor Swift. Tickets on sale for her VIP members crashed a site because they were prepared for about 1.5 million people hitting the site. 16 million showed up.
Bro. Jeez.
Yeah, and her PR guy says we could have sold out 900 stadiums.
Man,
that's a lot of freaking tickets.
There's a screenshot floating around online. I don't know if it's true though, but it said like tickets were like $94,000.
What?
And I was like, dude, for that price, Jesus Christ, better walk through the concert doors, Taylor Swift. All right, come on.
Yeah, I don't think you realize T Swizzle really is Jesus Christ.
You have so many people mad at you for that. It was a joke, people. It was a joke. Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Bad Bunny? Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram now. We're taking a poll. We're going to move on, talk about another artist who sold a lot of records, Drake and 21 Savage, with their project Her Loss, 450,000 week one.
Babe.
Hey, that's no pretty joke good, right there. Yeah. That's a lot.
And they didn't really promo the album.
Oh, and they're streaming number one all over. They were hanging out at the Toronto game. You know, that's Drake's favorite NBA team. 2 Chainz was there, Drewski, a whole lot of other people. Jack Harlow performed, and he stopped his performance to shout out Drake. He loves Drake.
With all this stuff going on, one thing that's whack is how 21 Savage dissed Nas for no reason. That was like uncalled
for. That's not what happened.
So that's not what happened. He was talking about Nas, and the internet ran with it like that he was trying to say that Nas wasn't relevant right now. What he was saying is Nas has a very loyal fan base. He doesn't have to be on the radio. He doesn't have to have a video that's popping.
Yeah, they twisted his whole words. That's why, that's why he and Drake stopped doing interviews. Well, 21 Savage hasn't stopped yet. Hey, call us. We'll put you on. We'll let you clarify what you were really saying. And I'm going to move on now to Kim Kardashian posting a lot of thirst trap photos and videos. She's in a bikini, and she hasn't done this in a long time.
This is how she got famous, Dana.
I don't know. That was a long time ago. Now she's in a whole different space, right? But Pete Davidson is out with his new girlfriend, Emily Ratajkowski. Or is it Emily or M? I don't know. She goes by M Rata on the internet. And there's photos of him hugging up on her. And word is, Pete broke up with Kim because he couldn't handle Kanye's antics anymore.
Pete Davidson has to be part of the Illuminati. There's really just no other way to justify him getting all these women.
I was watching Seth Meyers the other night, and he posted all the women that Pete Davidson's been with, and it's mind-blowing. I mean, that guy must have the most impressive meat on the face of the earth.
Bro.
Because, like, the fact that he's been able to bag, like, 10
of the most beautiful. Yes.
And
women.
I mean, is he that good looking?
Shout out to Ariana Grande. She put him on. I thought she was like,
that
the
song
first
did a
one.
Lot for his
yeah,
love life.
Yeah, dude, that's kind of where it really took off for him.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show coming up. That's today's Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're all very aware of rising grocery prices, but one of your favorite foods has actually dropped in price significantly, and it is a beautiful addition to the holiday. So stand by for food news. It is time for hottest hashtags on your Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
This is sad news. Amazon is laying off 10,000 people, mainly corporate, tech, and HR personnel. Now, they launched a radio program that wasn't very successful.
They've launched a lot of things that didn't work out.
They just didn't work out. You know, Jeff Bezos says he's going to switch gears. He's going to start donating a lot of money to charity.
He just gave $100 million to Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton has a book reading nonprofit, and she sends literally hundreds of thousands of books out every year to children. She said it's what changed her life. She grew up extremely poor, and reading made her a songwriter, right?
That's really cool then that it comes full circle for Jeff Bezos, because they started off Amazon just selling books only.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Really cool.
I'm sad for all the people though, because there's a lot of high-tech people that are going to be out of a job, and a lot of these people are immigrants, and because our immigration system needs reform, they'll not be able to stay here. And we need smart people. So I'm hoping that this political cycle will get some people in office that are going to change our system so we can keep good people here in the U.S. And then moving on to food news, grocery prices are up, but one healthy popular item is down, avocados.
Oh.
67% cheaper than last year. Mexico says it's had two back-to-back high-yield crops. And remember the trade issues, the whole thing? I don't know what's going on with that. That's been resolved. 92% of America's avocados come from Mexico. I love me
You know what? I could have told you this because I've been eating a lot of avocado because it's on sale. That's the only time I buy avocados when I can get 3 for $5.
Is there anything you put avocados in during the holiday season?
I don't think so.
I would not really, right?
I would just make a big avocado dip. You know how you just stand around and dip and snack?
I'm pretty sure that's called guacamole.
That's what I said. Thank you, DJ Automatic. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Substitute Teacher Day.
I know it's hard. I know the kids give you a hard time. We parents appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, dude. And also we have National... Oh, let's wish Mickey Mouse a very happy birthday. National Mickey Mouse Day.
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. Think about the fact that Walt Disney was like, I'm going to make something that moves like a picture book. And now it doesn't seem like a big deal, but he did it, and now we have Pixar. That's wild.
Shout out to the mouse. And we'll wrap it up on National Princess Day.
Oh, everybody loves watching Disney princess movies. My favorite is Moana. Mm. And I didn't see it in theaters. My daughter, Ava Maddox, made me watch it, and now I'm like, let's watch Moana. She's like, okay.
No, because... Ava likes Tiana because she always watches Princess and the Frog.
She loves the Princess and the Frog. She does. She loves
Tiana. I'm going to have to roll with Elsa as my favorite princess.
She's only an honorary princess.
Well, she has a slapper. She has a good song, right?
She does.
Any of the other princesses have a great song.
Until Encanto came along, it was the number one Disney song, right? We don't talk about Bruno. Took it down.
I think I'm going to have to go with Ariel. Just keep it OG.
Oh. Why Ariel?
I don't know. I have no idea because I like the music from
she's cool.
Little Mermaid.
All right, what's your favorite Disney princess character? Call us right now or hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.